If a banshee screams in space, does she make a sound? If humans evolved from monkeys, where's the tail? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to this week's podcast. I am going to be your host for today, Rory Spooky Magic Powers, joined by my co-host and professional paranormal investigator, Kit Greer.
Do I not get a middle name? A cool paranormal nickname, middle name?
Kit Pissy Pants Greer.
Wow.
You asked for that
I
one,
I did it
sir.
One time.
Welcome to the podcast where every single week we investigate a brand new paranormal case. And as professional investigators of the paranormal, we will come to the conclusion as to whether or not it is the truth.
That's right.
Last week, as you know, as an avid listener, we actually had two yeses.
Pretty unprecedented. That's right.
We on the podcast claimed that the UFO invasion of Zimbabwe did in fact take place and that the testimony of those children was fact.
And I know that, you know, you guys have been in the mentions just asking us about that one day and night for the last year. So I'm glad we wrapped that one up with a nice little bow.
Exactly. And to continue on the string of yeses.
Hell yeah, let's keep this train going.
Yeses, I've got an absolute... I mean, you might as well say yes to it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Indisputable proof.
Do I get to hear the title at least?
Maybe. I think, yeah, it might change your mind, so... Well, before you do say yes, you should know that for the first time on This Paranormal Life, this may be the first time we have to warn our viewers this episode may be sexually explicit.
Christ alive.
Still want to say yes?
I do not like where this is going. I want to make that very clear from the top. We are a family show. That's why we bleep the f***s, as I like to say.
Our story begins way back in the 15th century in Dorchester, England.
Okay.
There was a noble family known as the Martins, a wealthy family, who decided to build their own large, beautiful home to fit their large, beautiful family.
Cool. That's
they really called nice. It Athelhampton. It's a pretty chill name.
Yeah. This checks out so far.
It's a good story so far. Did I mention Athelhampton had a sex dungeon?
Oh, no.
It didn't. Sorry.
Okay.
So soon Athelhampton was finished, and it was incredible. We're talking beautiful furnishings.
I can just imagine.
Lots of 15th century.
So you're talking, not a lot of people know this, but me and you went to, didn't we go to like the British Museum or some shit one time?
We did.
And one thing that really blew my mind was that maybe some of the overseas viewers particularly don't realize this, but like the Tower of London was legit guarded by lions and elephants. We had like medieval tropical beasts stalking the palaces of Britain.
I mean, you don't know what this podcast is going to be about yet, but you're hitting a lot of good points here
that are very
applicable.
I'm just saying that, you know, if you've got expensive taste in the 15th century,
yeah.
You, like, the sky's the limit is what I'm trying to say. You can go ham on this place.
Absolutely. And I would like to say, so far in the podcast, we have mentioned tropical beasts and sexually explicit, which is going to be the running theme in this episode. So let's hang on to that.
I'm amazed that this hasn't been held aside for the Patreon bonus episodes, because usually this is the, you know, this sounds too hot for TV.
It does, doesn't it? So soon Athelhampton was finished, and as I said, just gorgeous. Gorgeous place.
Just imagine.
The whole place came together, and it was branded by the Martins' family crest.
Which was a palm tree and a dick crossed.
Which was a monkey
sitting
on a tree stump.
Okay.
Not the coolest family crest. You know, because when I think family crest, I think like sword and maybe like a cool shield
and maybe
or something.
A mythical beast.
Right.
A sword and a stone, or maybe a dragon fighting a unicorn.
Not a sad little monkey.
Curious George taking a dump.
Well, because monkeys are known for two things: eating bananas and throwing their own shit. And if that is what your family wants to be known for as well, then I don't think you deserve the house.
It's really confusing. I wonder how they got to have that.
Right. It's so weird. And if you thought the family crest was bad, wait to hear the family motto. Their motto was, "He who looks at Martin's ape will look at him." So I guess there's a real like monkey theme, like theme in this family. It's a big part of their heritage.
I really like the idea of, I don't know, let's say the younger generations of this family, right. You know, back in these days, they didn't have photo albums. Maybe they had portraits hung up on the walls.
Yeah.
And as the kids are going through this beautiful castle, you know, that belongs to their family, mm-hmm. you know, they're walking along the corridor, just looking back at all the old portraits of their grandfather and the grandfather before them. And they come to one that's just covered in a curtain. And they're like, "What's behind that curtain, Papa?" And Papa is like, "Don't look behind there, Junior. You must never look behind the curtain." Well, one night, Junior sneaks into the corridor late at night. He simply can't get it off his mind. He pulls the curtains aside. His grandpapa was a monkey.
The name at the bottom, Dr. Zaius.
It's a bona fide monkey in a suit. Not even an ape, a spider monkey. The suit is 10 sizes too big.
Lightning flashes and the shadow is his father, like, appears on the wall. "So you know." His dad is now a monkey as well. Holding a banana.
The son looks at the back of his hands, like hair growing.
His father's walking towards him. "He who looks at Martin's ape, Martin's ape looks back." Well, with a family motto talking about monkeys, and your family crest being a monkey on a tree stump, you better get yourself a damn monkey.
Mm-hmm. But what was the name of this family again?
The Martins.
The Martins.
Okay. MARTYNS.
Mm, okay.
So they did. The Martins bought a monkey.
Really?
For their estate, and gave him free roam over the house. This little guy could do whatever he wanted. You know, he's just like, the noble family love him, but it's like all the servants have to clean up everything he does.
You know, they dress him in like, you know, very fine clothes for monkeys, but they're just soiled every single day.
He's obviously got rabies and he's biting everyone and they're like, "Good little boy."
It's the 15th century, so they think the monkey just eats like insects or whatever. So this monkey is like malnourished, starving, it's got bugs all over it.
And while everything was fine for a brief period of time,
okay,
the family appeared perfect, but like many rich families, underneath the perfect surface, trouble was brewing.
That's what I'm saying.
You see, legend has it that one of the daughters was having a dangerous love affair, Romeo and Juliet style. Maybe dad wasn't happy. Maybe the man was horrible. Oh, but whatever it was, like Juliet, she decided to end it all.
This has moved this has moved so fast. Like, you've decided to talk in riddles for the most crucial aspect of the story so far. We're going into painstaking detail about them purchasing a monkey. But just to clarify for listeners at home, I'm to understand that the daughter of this family started a love affair with a monkey.
She didn't start a love affair with the monkey.
Okay.
She was having a love affair with someone, with a man.
Listen.
Not the monkey.
You say a monkey joins the family, you start talking about a love affair, I'm going to connect the two dots, okay? Is that so bad?
You say interspecies relationship, and I didn't say that.
You say monkey sex party, and expect my ears not to perk up.
No one said that. There's been zero mention of a sex party. She's having an affair with someone else.
Okay.
Another human being.
Just to be clear.
Yes. And it's gotten so bad. I'm not sure what the details were, but it's gotten so bad that she decides she wants to commit suicide.
Really?
It's the only
tragic way
out.
That's truly tragic.
So late one night, she got out of her bed and roamed through the house. But sensing something was wrong, the monkey followed her.
Okay.
The daughter then climbed a set of hidden stairs that led to a secret room, not noticing that the monkey was following shortly behind her, thinking that no one would ever find her. It was in this hidden room that the poor daughter decided to take her own life.
No! I thought the monkey was going to intervene, little piece of shit monkey.
Like, she jumps off the chair and he, like, hops up and, like, cuts the rope or something.
Choose the rope.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Listen, I'm calling it right now. If I was a betting man.
There is no way you're going to be able to guess what happens
next. This monkey wants the inheritance. He's trying to take them out one by one.
He wants the castle to be his.
You know what's cooler than $1 million?
A million bananas. I'm so glad we said that at the same time. Imagine if we were like, you know what's cooler than $1 million?
A monkey million sex party.
Oh. Right, the banana thing. Yeah, of course, because you could eat that. Right. And you can't.
Yeah, you're right.
Sex.
The only thing different about those two is that you can eat one. You're right. That makes it better.
But what she didn't realize when she took her own life was that the monkey was locked in the secret room with her.
I don't think that was on her mind, but go on.
I don't think anyone in this house gives a fuck about the monkey.
No.
I think it's just to play along with the family crest. Well, when the family woke up and discovered the daughter was missing, and the monkey... This is such a stupid story. They demanded the castle was searched from top to bottom. I love the idea of like a servant, you know, the morning they realize, servant like runs, like bursts into the door. Your Highness, well, we've got terrible news. And he like wakes up, he's like, what's the problem? And they're like, come with me quickly. And they like rush down to the daughter's room, you know, the whole family, and they burst in and they see like the empty bed, like the open window. They have no idea where she's gone. And you know, the father's like, oh dear God, where's my f***ing monkey? He hasn't even noticed the daughter's missing at all. He cares so much more for the monkey.
It's like funeral, like hard cut to funeral procession for the daughter. And it's like, just like a shitty old like wooden coffin or whatever. It's like, listen, we would love to have a proper ceremony, but we just spent so goddamn much in George's coffin. It's like, he's not even dead. He's still alive.
Yeah, but I was really freaking scared. He was hurt for a bit. Also, the gold statue cost us a pretty penny. There's like a giant George holding a banana.
They've given him a six pack for the statue.
Just a leaf covering his monkey tick.
We wanted to depict him, you know, living his best life as like a gold statue of him holding a shit.
Yeah, they're just like, we just wanted to make sure the statue depicted how much of a heroic and noble symbol it was. He's eating his own shit right now.
He's trying to hump the leg of his own statue because he's still alive.
So they go in there and they're freaking out, you know, the daughter's missing and the damn monkey's missing as well.
That's stressful.
As if this day couldn't get any worse. So the father and the mother freak out and they order everyone to search the grounds of the house, try and find out what's going on.
Good.
But by the time the family located the secret room, the monkey was also dead.
How is there a secret room that the family don't know about?
I don't know. All these castles have secret rooms and hidden stuff, right?
I guess.
I mean, if they're weird enough to have a monkey, they're probably weird enough to have some hidden places they don't know about.
Fair.
Now, as we know, Kit, the daughter is dead.
The only thing more tragic than the too soon death of a child is
the death of a beloved monkey.
Beautiful monkey.
But we know that when the dead have unfinished business here on Earth, their spirits are said to be cursed to wander the Earth until they are put to rest.
I hear what you're saying. So this daughter, you know, her unrequited love, her unfinished love, her. Unsanctified bond with this person out there that her family obviously didn't approve of, and she felt so driven to commit suicide that she had to make the ultimate sacrifice to take her own life. She must have come back as a spirit to haunt the earth.
Wrong.
Oh.
The ghost of the monkey haunts the halls.
Okay, so the girl was chill. She was happy to go.
I guess she went the way she wanted to. Yeah. She was at peace with the situation. But the monkey? Hell no!
He was pissed.
He was freaking the f*** out in that room. He's pounding the walls until his little heart gave out.
Can you imagine the... Like, how did they not find that room sooner?
I know.
Just, like, I would imagine a monkey in that situation just...
It's like a demon on a roller coaster. That's what a monkey sounds like.
Christ alive.
So the ghost of this monkey haunts the halls, swinging from the rafters.
Really?
Visitors have said that he can be heard scratching at the paneling of the secret room, desperately trying to escape.
Oh, man.
And also, a lot of the time, he's masturbating.
You made that bit up.
I didn't.
No.
a lot of the testimonies who say they've seen the monkey, the ghost monkey is jerking it.
Shut the up.
I'm not. That's why I wanted to warn our listeners, this is a sexually explicit podcast. This is the story of the masturbating ghost monkey.
Where I thought you were going with that.
Well, I know, as I said, I wanted to continue the streak of yeses on the podcast.
Right. So you thought this would be the most believable. This is you researched for the last,
I Googled on a work computer, masturbating monkey ghost.
I mean, additionally, you made me cover the research for the last four episodes. Usually we do episode, 1 week you do it, 1 week I do it. You said you need like a good 3 to 4 weeks off to really prep. You said it would be a big two-parter. You said it was going to be one of the most requested. I thought, we might hear from Roswell or maybe Men in Black or something
better.
Like that. Yeah, you said more believable. You said that small fry stuff.
When we talked about it on the phone, I said that this case is going to be bananas. And then I winked, even though a phone call is an audio medium. And that was not transferred. Well, also, what's worrying is that, as we said, when the dead are linked to a location or stuck on the earth because they have unfinished business, if this monkey's roaming around masturbating, did he die like mid-wank? Like he's cursed to just forever wank?
Maybe that's it. If you, Jesus Christ, I can't believe we're talking about this. That if you die, if you're a monkey and you die,
or a human,
mid-coitus, self-coitus, you never get to finish the job.
A white ghost with blue balls.
Is that hell? Is that purgatory?
That is definitely hell.
Wow.
Well, despite the legends and the ghost monkey jacking it in the rafters,
cool.
Athelhampton has become an actual popular tourist destination.
Okay.
And it's listed as one of the most haunted homes in the UK. One tourist who visited recently, John Morrison of Derby, said, "We heard that the monkey that haunts the house loves to scratch his privates and swing about. We didn't see him, which is a shame, because it would have been a real sight. Apparently, he's not terrifying. Quite friendly is what we've heard." Like, that's the problem. He's too friendly.
Yeah,
he's jacking it everywhere.
It. That's what you got to be worried about. I mean, there's something kind of cute about the idea of, like, going to see these haunted locations is usually considered a scary activity.
Uh-huh.
You go to do, a ghost train to get spooked, to get the feel the thrill.
Yeah.
This seems like a kind of like fun, like you could take your kids to this castle
because
they'd learn a lot about life, okay? It's kind of like going to the zoo. It's like a, I don't know.
I guess.
It's
a really shit weird zoo. I don't want any father to take their son to this house to, like, teach him about the birds and the bees. Well, son, when you become a certain age, you go through something called puberty. And, George, you want to explain the rest? Monkey's swinging around with his dick in his
screaming.
Ass. Now, as if dealing with a masturbating ghost monkey wasn't bad enough.
Right.
The monkey is not alone.
What?
Athelhampton House is said to have 6 other ghosts.
Right, really?
A giraffe, also jacking it. Elephant, he's going at it.
Something about this castle is catnip to this monkey's junk.
The rest of the ghosts are human. Do not worry. The rest of the ghosts are human, and their hands are firmly by their side.
Good.
This place has become so famous in the paranormal world that it was even featured on TV's Most Haunted.
Most Haunted. Good show.
Very good show. Hacks, but I respect them pandering to the mainstream audience.
Yeah.
The lamestream audience. On the episode of the show, a crew of paranormal investigators, cameramen, and a spiritual medium spent a whole night in the castle to try and make contact with the spirits in the house.
Including the monkey?
Including George. Well, we're just calling him George because we're curious George now.
Okay.
But unless George was ever curious about his dick, I don't think that really applies. But they were trying to talk with the monkeys. They were trying to talk with the monkeys as well. And I actually have a good clip of when, I believe it is the medium, starts to make contact with George the monkey.
Very, very excited for what this might hold. So this is, to be clear, this is Derek Akora.
He was getting information from his spirit guide,
the medium,
about the legend of the trapped monkey, Martin's ape.
This is the stairwell down, and the monkey, he needs to go. I need to go into the cellar. I can feel the essence of him. It seems that this monkey was used to being looked after, cared for. He had a master, and there was one daughter who tried to apparently, you know, befriend. But the reason why the monkey still to this present day roams is because he's not linked up with his master again.
Oh.
He misses him. And he's going through all.
Okay.
So that's it, not so mid-jack.
Yeah. So that might just be him frustrated, to be honest.
And you know. Like that. A lot. Scratching.
People have reported hearing a scratching noise, which they put down to the legend of the monkey.
It's the monkey doing it. Not because the monkey's distressed. Or feeling jammed, the monkey's doing this just as I suppose, a gesture to say, hey, I'm around, you know.
Well, the story has it that the monkey was locked in the staircase with somebody else, and it couldn't escape and starved, and that's why it's scratching in an attempt to get out.
No, I beg to differ on that. That monkey had the freedom to come up and down, and the, he did leave his own physical body here, but it wasn't a case of being jammed. And I don't feel in any way, shape, or form as if this monkey was distressed before leaving its physical body.
Let's go and have a break.
Okay. I love it's like the woman who's clearly worked at the castle for years and years and knows all the lore. And she's like, oh, well, it's because, you know, the woman committed suicide here and the monkey was trapped in the room. Nope. Nope, he's telling me now. He just does it to show everyone, hey, look, I'm here, I'm the monkey. It's like, and the woman's just like, let's take a quick break. But that's interesting, hearing from a medium, a professional medium. Do you know this guy?
So I'm surprised, do you not know this guy?
I mean, I know him, but why don't you tell me who he is and I'll make sure y'all know if you know him.
Derek Acora is kind of an infamous character. As the face of Most Haunted, he also appears as a TV medium, does live appearances where he, you know, acts as a medium between the living and the dead for live audiences.
Mm-hmm.
I better just stop talking right now before I offend somebody.
No, that's very interesting what he had to say.
It is, isn't it? Because obviously I've told you the story, and us collectively, we've created the reasons behind why this is happening based on the facts that we know.
Okay.
So it's interesting to hear someone else's opinion based on him allegedly having a spiritual connection with the monkey.
Right. Yeah, it's there's something kind of, I mean, this feels like a little bit of a broader topic, but we haven't come across in our research too many animal ghosts.
Exactly.
Animal poltergeists. This is weird, like, it's kind of convenient that it's a monkey, because monkeys are like one of the closest animals to humans. It's kind of interesting that they get a ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, like a that dog doesn't necessarily.
I guess we did phantom kangaroos. That's probably the closest one we've had.
That's true.
But that was not very sexually explicit.
No.
Those are very well-behaved kangaroos. There was another funny bit in this episode of Most Haunted, where he's kind of channeling the spirit of, I guess, a past resident. Mm-hmm. Who lived at the house,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking like, these are my halls, this is my home. And then one of the crew goes, who sits upon the throne right now? And he just pauses for a second, he just goes, find out yourself. He had no idea. I might drop that clip in because it was priceless. I cracked up.
That's hilarious.
Find out yourself.
What year is it?
1605.
1605?
Yes, can you hear me?
Who is on this throne?
Find yourself.
But also just the gap as well, just, I don't know.
Which, to be fair, the ghost might have...
He might not have known, to be fair.
That might have been his gap, not the medium's.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, mediums are tricky. Let's not beat around the bush there.
Yeah.
Some people believe in him, some people don't.
Yeah.
if your bar for evidence includes mediums, then we might have some evidence for the existence of this particular monkey ghost.
Exactly. However, in the paranormal world, we're referred to as larges, which means we're a tier above them. We hold all the cards.
Now, extra larges are a whole different thing. Don't ask us about that. We don't
right.
do shit.
Venti? That's rah. Andrea Cook, who has lived in the house with her family for more than 20 years.
Really?
Since these events, said that she has witnessed all sorts of odd and inexplicable things.
Mm.
And while many people have a rational explanation, she says, There's always some which don't have a rational explanation.
Are you a medium right now? Is the ghost of this woman speaking through you?
Guys, find out for yourself. I love it if we did that right now. And I was like, I am now Andrea Cook. And you're like, okay, Andrea, do you feel any spirits in the house? I don't know. I think this is a waste of time. Is there anyone else that we can talk to? Am I not good enough? This was a mistake.
They're not here to talk to you right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
What?
She said, the most recent event was a dark hooded figure which rushed past one of our cleaners.
Mm.
On the first sighting, she assumed that she had... No, that is her. On the first sighting...
So confused.
The cleaner had imagined it. She thought she'd imagined it. I suck at this. But 10 minutes later, it came towards her again, up the old servant staircase, and hurried past her into a bathroom.
That's a burglar. That is an absolute burglar.
The next day, the cutlery was gone and the telly.
I feel like there's a gap in the market for burglars here.
Dressed
burglaring
as ghosts.
Haunted locations.
That's a really good idea.
Away with it. Because you could just literally walk in a white sheet. Just
with
in
a Glock and go, boom, motherfucker.
Just in the middle of a crowded room and they would be all like, do you see him too? As he's taking your wallet. And they're speaking like really old-timey English. Ye no one move if ye no one wants to get yourself hurt.
His accomplices are coming in, but just not. They didn't bother to dress up either.
This ghost seems to have henchmen somehow.
Despite all of these claims, she says that it's actually a lovely place to live.
I beg to differ.
But adds that when her sons were younger, their friends refused to sleep over at Athelhampton Hall because of quote-unquote doors being agitated.
Monkey business.
Figures at the end of the bed. Figures stood in the doorways. The sound of rapid footsteps backwards and forwards in your bedroom.
Wow.
This doesn't sound like a nice place to live at all.
No, it really doesn't.
It sounds like you're living in a ghost train, like on a ghost train, but it's stuck, so it's just doing loops of the house.
So if this was, if you were on like TripAdvisor right now, and you were, looking at the reviews for a hotel, and one review said 5 stars, nice place to be, and the next review said 1 star, there are masked figures, cloaked figures walking up and down.
A monkey masturbated over me in my sleep.
A monkey masturbated. There is a young girl committed suicide in this room.
Yeah.
I would choose not to stay there. I don't know about you guys.
I don't think I would either.
Yes, I think that's fair.
I mean, maybe for the sake of the podcast, I give it a shot.
Right.
It's not beyond the realms of possibility. I don't know how close this place is.
Yeah, maybe we should look into this.
Actually, I'm going to do that right now. I'm just going to look it up on my phone. I open up Safari. I've got so many tabs about monkey wanking. No. Monkey jacking, monkey penis size. Monkey goes bananas at sex party. Nope, none of this.
Monkey's gone wild.
Barely monkey legal t-shirt monkeys. Contest. Barely legal monkeys. They've been imported from abroad. They haven't had their shots. These are some dangerous monkeys.
This is dark.
5 hours away.
That's pretty far.
By car, 3 hours. Walking, 2 days.
What's the closest city?
It's just outside of Bournemouth.
So if we have any listeners in the paranormal nation...
Actually in Dorchester. Dorchester's.
In Dorchester. If you want to take the lead in this investigation, that'd be swell.
Absolutely. Pick yourself up a pack of bananas, head on over there, and just hold on tight because it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah. And all I'll say is hand over the bananas fast.
Immediately. Do not hesitate at all. That's my one bit of advice. So as I said, you look really worried that I've put the laptop aside. So we had a yes on last week's podcast, and I really wanted to make the streak continue. I've brought some evidence to the table today. Some of it came in the form of legends, yes, but some of it came in the form of a testimony from a well-respected medium.
Well-respected is one way to describe Dark Agora, right? Well-known, sure.
Kit, what are your thoughts?
So, this podcast has been a bit of a wild ride. It's definitely on the stranger side of topics we've covered on this podcast. If this had been the haunting of a poltergeist, the haunting of this young woman that tragically killed herself, you know, we would have had a much more textbook case.
Right.
This is, you're throwing me a curveball with this, frankly, rich legacy of monkey business in this family. And we have a kind of unprecedented story of an animal not having finished their business here on Earth that is doomed to walk the halls of this castle. Derek Acora's opinion of that this monkey needs to be reunited with his master for him to pass on into the next monkey life.
Yeah.
Definitely sounds like an opinion to me.
I think so. Because it seemed to contradict literally everything everyone had come to know about the heritage of that castle and what had happened with the monkey.
But simultaneously, you know, as a paranormal investigator, there is space for the belief in my life for ghosts and those paranormal entities. And I would never...
A monkey-shaped hole? A monkey-shaped space, would you say?
And I wouldn't be someone to say that, you know, we can't have animal ghosts. I think this is an exciting new avenue to go down.
Absolutely.
I guess before we start getting to conclusions, you know, you're the principal investigator in this one. What did you make of this case?
Well, as you said, you know, it opens up a whole new dialogue, a whole new book of questions. If a monkey dies, could it go to heaven if it behaved well? Would I go to jail for murdering a monkey?
Right.
These are questions, you know, that I'm only now pondering.
I mean, you already have been multiple times.
A couple ones, yeah. Not monkeys, though. Because they fight back. Those little bastards will go for you.
I mean, it's quite a fine line. You were jailed for killing apes.
Well, they took my bananas, so... My bananas, my turf.
You didn't tell me what we were going to do, but you told me to make a distraction to get the zoo attendants away from the enclosure as far as possible. You jumped into the ape enclosure.
Yeah, I actually failed a pretty big front flip.
Yeah.
Went straight down on my neck. It was not the entrance I was hoping for.
Yeah, you were not able to walk. And those gorillas did ground you and they did pound you.
And actually, it was all pointless because I smushed the bananas on the landing. So when I went to brag, it was just a pile of mush.
The apes were pretty pissed about that one, actually. I think that was more than anything.
I mean, I'm just lucky they got tranked in time because the blows they were dealing were heavy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been dead, I think, by now.
The doctor said it was a good thing they missed and tranked you first because you went limp and the damage that was done to your body was minimal after that.
I'm surprised they let me back in the zoo, honestly.
That species is extinct now, so
really?
I hope you're happy.
I should have known. Well, I guess, you know, the weak get left behind.
You eat a banana right here in front of me.
I think it is an interesting story. I don't know if we have enough evidence. I haven't seen a picture of the monkey jacking it or even like, I don't know what you can get with ghosts. Readings, pictures of where he's like faded in the background.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't actually done a ghost story in a little while.
Yeah, it's hard,
I mean,
isn't it?
What is the bar for evidence there? We've never had a legitimate case of a photographed ghost just yet. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's even possible.
I think there's different ways you can do it, like fluctuations in light or sound, or that little reader that reads EMF reader or something like that. Mm. Some abbreviation of letters that apparently can like pick up spiritual surges. So it might be worth buying some of that gear and going to this castle and checking it out for ourselves. But until then, I think this case is just too damn bananas.
I know you don't want to say no, but that's a no.
Yeah, that's a hard no. I could not be harder. Like the monkey, I could not be harder.
That's the tagline for this app, I think.
So you're a yes?
So I... Double no this week,
okay.
I think.
Okay, unfortunately, but goddamn, what a ride. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of This Paranormal Life. We are at This Paranormal Life on Twitter, and on Facebook we have our secret society.
Ooh-wee.
Where you can join, chat with everyone. I mean, don't tell anyone about it, obviously, but chat with everyone who listens to the show, post your own paranormal experiences. This is a placeholder, all right? Because when the commune gets set up, we'll be living this life face to face.
That's right. I mean, of course, anonymity will be preserved, so everyone will wear a mask.
Yeah.
Communication will all be vetted by us, probably. In all probability, we'll probably have to vet everything everyone says. I mean, what we're looking at, hopefully, is just a mass community of people talking in bleeps and bloops that no one understands except us.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Exactly.
But that's just so it's safer for everyone, okay?
Hard code it. Make sure everything is safe.
We just want to make a safe, sterile environment.
Environment of believers.
For everyone to live in.
Did we also forget to mention it's going to be a 24/7 rager? We're going to party our asses off in this cult. Commune in the commune.
Sorry, in the commune.
Not in the cult. This is definitely not a cult.
Because in my personal experience, in many years of being in this industry...
And in cults. You've been in a lot of cults.
You will see the most demons after 72 hours of taking Molly. As a wise man once said, you got to see the devil to become your own god.
Exactly. Who better to fight a paranormal beast than a party animal? And finally, if you want even more from This Paranormal Life, we have our Patreon, where from as little as $2 every month, you can get all the bonus notes where we post everything we talked about on the episode. $5 then gets you bonus episodes. Upwards from that, we're talking t-shirts, all crazy kinds of merch. So definitely check it out if you want to support the show and get a little bit extra out of it. And I think that about wraps us up for this week. We'll be doing Patreon shoutouts a little bit later in the month. And until then, we will see you next Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.